So this morning I have what I hope to be a timely message for the world in which we find ourselves this morning. If you've been paying attention at all to the things going on in the world, you'll know that there is division and there is something far from an attitude of humility coming from the people of the world, most particularly in this country. And so today I want to talk to you about Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, coming from the second chapter of Philippians, beginning at verse 1. This is a passage of scripture about the humility of Christ. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Paul has a lot to tell us there about the humility of Christ. He says we need to be of the same mind as Christ. What does it mean to be of the same mind as Christ? See, the deeper you get into studying what the mind of Christ is, the more you come to the realization that being like Christ requires that you have to be more intentional about setting yourself aside. If you're like me, in my natural state of mind, I tend to focus on me. It's the human condition. We're all about us, all about ourselves. And so we focus on ourselves. We focus on our wants, our needs. And when we do that, our behavior is, well, it's just far from Christ-like. But I've discovered that if I'm intentional about my relationships with others, and if I'm intentional about modeling myself in Christ's image, then I allow the Holy Spirit to move me in the direction of the cross. You see, it's all about attitude. Having a mind like Christ means having the same attitude as Christ, which is an attitude of humility. If I want a Christ-like attitude, then I have to ask myself, am I all about me? Or do I put the needs of others ahead of my own? And that's what Paul is trying to get across to us here as he's writing this letter to the church in Philippi. He's simply saying, if you've gotten anything at all out of following Christ, if his love for you has made any difference in your life, if being in a community of faith, what he calls a community of the Spirit, if that means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care, Paul says, I need you to do me a favor. Agree with each other. Love each other. Be deep-spirited friends to one another. He says, don't push your way to the front. That's not Christ-like. Don't sweet-talk your way to the top. That's not Christ-like. Put yourself aside and help someone else to get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. That's not Christ-like. Forget yourselves just long enough to lend a helping hand to someone else. Paul says, think of yourself the way Christ thought of himself. Well, what was that? He had equal status with God. But he didn't think so much of himself that he had to cling to the advantages of that status no matter what. When the time came, he set aside the privileges of being divine and took on the status of a slave. He became human, and having become human, he stayed human. He didn't flip-flop back and forth. He stayed human. It was an incredibly humbling process. He didn't claim special privileges. Instead, he lived this selfless, obedient life, and then he died a selfless, obedient death, and not just death, but the worst kind of death, crucifixion. And because of that obedience, God the Father lifted him high and honored him far beyond anyone or anything that has ever been honored. So that all created beings in heaven and earth, even those who were long ago dead and buried, all of those will bow in worship before Jesus Christ and call out in praise that he is the master of all to the glorious honor of God the Father. This attitude of humility I find to be most telling about the nature of Christ. It's an attitude of obedience. That attitude elevated Christ in the eyes of God the Father. So that God honored him and gave him a name above all names, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. What does that tell us? Well, it tells us that the thing that glorifies God, the thing that causes God to elevate each of us, is an attitude of humility. We can only elevate ourselves so high. And usually when we do that, we tend to fall like rocks back to earth. But with an attitude of humility, God elevates us. God hates a prideful, self-centered attitude, but God loves an attitude of humility. You've heard the saying, pride goes before a fall. But an attitude of humility raises us up in the grace of God. Paul tells us to obey even when no one is watching. When we obey and we carry ourselves in this attitude of humility, Paul says we are working out our own salvation. He asks us the question, how much humility should we have? And then he says we should carry out our own salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, we should, every moment of our lives, as we work out our salvation, as we continue in the sanctifying journey to be born more like Christ, every moment we should be in reverent awe of God, because He is the one who is working in us by the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in you as a believer in Jesus Christ, to bring us into complete, total fullness of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. That is some amazingly deep theology, but really it's so simple. It's so simple that when we humble ourselves, when we set ourselves aside, we make room for the Holy Spirit, for the Christ in us, to shine through. And when we do that, God sees the light that we're emitting and elevates us. Why? Because when we do that, it glorifies and honors Him. You see, it's not ever about us. It's always about Him. And so my encouragement to you this morning is to go forward from this sanctuary today into your week, remaining with an attitude of awe of the God who enables you to desire to be more like Christ. A God who gives you the power and ability to actually live out His good purposes for your life. To do the kingdom work that He's purposed for you to do. To be exactly who He called you to be. It can only be accomplished if you have an attitude of humility, because that is the attitude of Christ. It's the very essence of what it is to be Christ-like, to be humble, and to do everything in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.